kosoi. Now the shtar is a good shtar. Now the Gemara explains. What does it mean to say? Mai shino liyadayin. What's the difference of miyadayin? Rashi says miyashacher. Like, what's the specialty about that it fell into the yadayin? Who didn't fall into somebody else's hand also? So my Rabbi says like this. Hafi kamar. This is what the Brisa means to say. The acha shemotze shtar shino liyadayin. If somebody else finds a shtar that already fell to the other dayin. Veichidomi, what's the case talking about? The cost of a hentik. That's what we mean. We're talking about now that somebody else found a shtar that has a hentik on it. A hentik, that's the kiyum. That Bezdin gave their signatures on the shtar as if to say, and they know that the Edim that signed in the shtar are kosher Edim. That's called the hentik. So Rashi says, Ophikoma, Viachamin, Shainal, Level, Vulemalva. If a third person finds a shtar, that what does it mean, Viadayin? So Rashi says, Shemotze shtar, Shenofo, Kfar, Liyad Hadayin. Omaniyu, Hachnefilu, the cost of the hentik. Just means if somebody now finds a shtar that has a hentik, that this shtar is Makuyim. So it says, the locher is Lo Yotzi Olamis. You cannot do anything with the shtar. We leave it by you. So Rashi says, "Loy leloyev, loy lemalva, atchiyav eliyo oyedim, shiro miyad minofel." We can't give it to the leloyev. We don't give it to the malva, but we leave it by you until Eliyo and Novi comes, unless we have edim to know clearly who it fell from. Now, loy miboy, not only loy kosa by hentik, not only in a case where the shtar does not have a hentik. The ikula meimot, that then we could say, cost of little voice loylova, that the malva wrote up the shtar because he thought he was going to lend the money. But really, he never lent the money. So then for sure we should not give the shtar back to the malva. Ella, what the chiddush is, afilo cost of a hentik, even though in the shtar there's a hentik, saying like clearly that this shtar is a good shtar when the edim signed on it. They were kosher edim, the mekuyim. So in other words, the shtar is a good shtar that really a maisa halvor took place. That really it's true that Reuven lent $100 to Shimon. Still, when somebody finds the shtar, we cannot give the shtar back to Reuven. Lo yasser, the chashin lefroyin, because we have to be afraid maybe Shimon already paid up, and therefore Reuven has no right to collect the money. So that's the chiddush of this braisa. Even though you find a shtar that's mekuyim, we know for sure the shtar is a good shtar, the halvor took place, still we're afraid that maybe the loiver paid up already, therefore the malva does not receive the shtar. Now, Rav Yossi says no, Hareyu b'cheskosei, that the shtar still remains b'cheskosei. What does that mean, b'cheskosei? Partially it means we give it back to the malva. We let the malva collect with the shtar. And v'loi chashim l'proin, comes out that according to Rav Yossi, we're not afraid that maybe it was paid up. Since we have a shtar that's mekuyim, we're not afraid that it was paid up. So Rashi says, the man the mahadri l'shtara, poro l'yalter, zoye b'l'kareye v'loi masherlei. But if it was true that the loiver really paid up, when the malva gives back the shtar to the loiver, usually the loiver rips it up right away. Therefore, here that the shtar was not ripped up, well, it was lost, and now a third person finds it. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says he's supposed to give it back to the malva. Because since it's a shtar of a henpik with a kiyum, it belongs, it fell from the malva. Because if it would have fell from the loiver, he would have ripped it up first. That's what Rabbi Yossi argues. Now the Gemara is the kasha. V'loi chashin Rabbi Yossi l'tron, is it true what you're saying? That Rabbi Yossi is not afraid when you find the shtar that maybe it was paid up, because otherwise it would have been ripped up. Is that true? I have a tanya, but I'm like this. Motze shtar ksuba bashuk. If somebody finds a shtar of a ksuba, a husband writes his wife a ksuba. So a third person finds this ksuba in the street. So it depends. Bizman shabal moida, if the baal admits. So Rashi says that shaloi nosn lo ksuba, if the husband admits that he did not pay her up yet her ksuba, so pshit the yasal isha. Of course, then he gives back the shtar to the isha, like it's haksuba, she has a right to have it. What about ein habal moida? Let's say the baal does not admit, but rather he says, I already paid you up the ksuba, and this shtar fell from my hands. That's what the husband says. So that's called ein habal moida. Then lo yachse lo lezev lo lezev. We don't return it either. We don't return it not to the husband, and not to the isha. We don't know what to do with it. On this, Rabbi Yossi says it depends. Oida tachas bailo, if she's still married before the get, then yachsel isha. We return this shtar ksuba to the isha. So Rashi says, lo yovet inish litain ksuba kredim gereshin. Because the person does not pay up a ksuba before he gives his wife a get. So we know for sure he didn't give his wife a get yet, so then the locher is that she gets the shtar ksuba. What about though, nis armelo, or nis garisha? Let's say she became an amon and he died already. Or else we know that she received the get. Then the locher is lo yachsa lo lezeh lo lezeh. We do not return the shtar ksuba, not to the husband and not to the isha. But here it's a kasha. Why don't we return it? Why don't we return it to the isha? like lechura the shtar, if really the husband paid her up already, and the shtar ksuba fell from the husband, according to you, Rav Yossi, you would say that he should have ripped it up already. Since the shtar was not ripped up, this should be a good proof that the shtar ksuba really fell from the isha, and that she did not receive her ksuba yet. So we see here, Rav Yossi is choshesh lefroin. He is choshesh, no, maybe the husband paid her up already, and therefore we say we don't give it back to the isha. So we're to see in Rav Yossi. So Mar says Eipach, Enachnami, change it around like this. Eipach, I'll say like this. Nofel liyadayin, in the case where a shtar fell liyadayin, which means that there was a hentik on the shtar, then the locher is lo yoytzi alamis. We don't give it back to neither of them. Why? Because we're talking choshesh leproin. We're afraid maybe the leiva paid up already. Dibur Rav Yossi, that's the way we should be goers. And our first brisa, that Rav Yossi is talking to the one that says, we are choshesh, maybe the leiva paid up already. Therefore, shtar that's found by a third person, he cannot give it back to the malva, because maybe really it fell from the leiva and the leiva paid up already. It's a chomim that said no. Hareyo bechaskosai. They say no, you find a shtar that has a henpik, that's mekuyim, you have a right to give it back to the malva. Because the chomim hold that a person, if he pays up, he rips up the shtar right away. Yeah, since the shtar is a whole shtar, for sure it fell from the malva. Therefore, Kofan is not a stereo in Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds choshishin leproyin, and therefore, by ksubis isha, we do not give back the ksubis to the isha, maybe it fell from the husband after he paid her up. Gemara, yes, but the Rabbonin, you want to tell me, is not choshesh leproyin, yoch, you saw the Gemara, yes, kasha the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin. It should be a spirit in the Rabbonin's then. How can nearby shtar havo, b'shtar milva, they hold that yasser, you give back a shtar milva to the malva, because for sure it was not paid up. So how come they say here, by a shtar ksuba, we do not give it back to the isha? We should also give back the shtar ksuba to the isha then. So Gemara says like this, I'll tell you in the Bryce here, Shtak Suba, I'll tell you, Kula Rabbi Yossi. The whole Bryce is going according to Rabbi Yossi. There's no Rabbonin over there, Enachanami. According to the Rabbonin, you would give the Shtar back to the Isha. Because the Rabbonin cheater is, they're not Choshishin Leproyin. Therefore, it would have been ripped up. If the Shtar is not ripped up, for sure it belongs to the Malva. And hereby the shtar ksuba, really according to Chachamim, we would give the shtar back to the isha. So this whole brisa that goes according to Rabbi Yossi. And really, I tell you, the chasura mechzor, there's something that's missing over here. Vochi ketoni, this is the way it should be learned. Ein ha-baal moida, if the baal does not admit that the ksuba belongs to the isha, lo yachzu, we do not return it, lo lezev. We don't return it to neither, not to the husband, not to the isha. When was this said? Bishnas Armlo. Only if she already, the husband died already. Or else the case where she received a get. Then we don't give it back to neither of them. But in the case where she's still married to the husband did not give her a get yet, then I'll tell you the locher is, Yasal Isha. We talk to return the get, to return the ksuba to the Isha. You know why? Shrab Yossi, Yoimer Rab Yossi says a svaro, avoid the tachas bailo. If Yisha is still married, she's still under the husband, she's still married, Yasal Isha. Then for sure you give the ksuba back to the Isha. And like we said as far before, because nobody pays off the ksuba before he gives his wife a get. See, if she didn't receive the get yet, for sure this ksuba is from her hands, the ksuba goes to her, she was not paid up yet. What about no, this armalo, Oynes Garsha? Let's say no, the husband died already, or else the husband gave her a get. So now it's a question, was she already paid up the ksuba or not? So lo yasser, we do not return the ksuba. Lo lezeh, not to the husband of his yoshim, or not to the isha. So the whole thing goes according to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says taka chashin leproyin, we don't return it to the isha because we're afraid on a shtar that maybe the husband did pay up his wife's ksuba. If the husband paid her up and he received the ksuba back, why didn't he rip it up? We're afraid sometimes you don't rip it up so fast. So here the sole price that goes according to Rabbi Yossi that he is chashin leproyin. Then Echnami could be, according to Chachamim, you would return the shtar ksuba to the isha, because the Chachamim Shita is, we're not choshesh leproin. Good one there. Yeah, now the Gemara says, Rav Papa says, L'yerlom lo tepach. No, you don't have to change it around. That really Rav Yossi is the one that says that Hareya Bechaskasa before, when you find a shtar that has a henpik on it, we say Bechaskasa that it goes back to the malva. And Rav Yossi says, Loi chashin leproin. We're not afraid maybe the malva paid up already, because if it was paid up already, for sure the leva would have ripped it up. So really Rav Yossi himself holds, we're not choshesh leproin. If so, the theory was, how come here by ksuba he said you don't return it to the isha, why not? So Rav Papa answered the other tepach, and Rav Yossi le devrayim the rabbonin kamalu. Rav Yossi is only like talking back to the rabbonin. And Rav Yossi is telling the rabbonin like this. that Lidi D, according to my sheet alone, I'll tell you, Afilo Nisarmaloin is Garsho, Namilo Cheshinu Leproin. Even in the case with Isha received her get ready, and now somebody finds this Ksuba, still I would say the Ksuba should go back to the Isha. Because me, myself, Rabbi Yossi Old, Loi Cheshinu Leproin, I'm not afraid to say maybe the husband paid her up already. Because if it was paid up already, for sure they would have ripped up the shtar. The shtar was not ripped up, for sure the shtar was not paid up. That's Rabbi Yossi for alone. But Rabbi Yossi says now, Lididchu, that I'm talking according to you though, according to you, Chachamim, Lididchu, according to you, Oido Lumiyas, you should at least admit to me, that Biyoida Tachas Baila, when she's still married to the husband before she receives a get, the Yasal Isha. In such a case, at least Yucham should be made to me that if somebody finds the shtar ksuba before the husband gave her a get, that the shtar should be returned to the wife. The lav of Aspiroini, because before her husband gives his wife a get, he doesn't give her a ksuba. So for sure, this ksuba was not paid up yet, the ksuba should go back to the wife. The Yomulei Rabbanan, this Rabbanan said back, no, still we're afraid. Eimot Srori Atfasei. We're afraid, no, maybe the husband paid her up a bag of money from before. And Rashi says, throw a yakvasa, moyas tsurois oiksofa mosolo liyacha ksubosa. Kishinosa. It could be when they first got married, or else even after that, Rashi says. Sometimes could be the husband told his wife, listen, I have $200 worth of money here, I'm setting it aside for you ksuba. And why is he doing this? Shetrichu yorshim into Salman. In a case he dies first, not to bother the yorshim is setting aside their money. That's what the Chum say. Even in a case where the husband did not give his wife a get yet, and the ksuba was lost, we do not give the ksuba back to the Isha. Because it's possible to say that maybe money was set aside for the ksuba already, maybe she already has the money for the ksuba. So the Kitzah, Rav Yossi himself says, Loi chashin leproyin, and here the reason why you don't give back the shtar ksuba is only according to the Rabbanan. Ravina says, Li'olam eipach kemaisa. Now we have to change around the first parents. That what? That Rav Yossi is the one that says Chayshina Leproyin. Rav Yossi is the one that says not to give back this shtar milva, because we're afraid maybe it was paid up. The Chum is the one that says no, we return it. So if so, we had a steer in the Chumim. How come the Rabbanan say by shtar milva we return it, because we're not afraid it was paid up because it should have been ripped up? And how come over here by a shtar ksuba the Chum say we do not pay it, we do not give it back to the Isha? How come you don't give it back to the Isha? The Churi should not be afraid to say it was paid up. So I'll answer you like this. Again, Ravino Amali Erlem Epoch Kamaisa. The time of the Rabbanon, then you had a kasha on the Rabbanon. No, the answer to the Rabbanon is like this. Hocha Mishum de Chashin L'Shtei Ksubas. You know why they say by Ksubi you can't return it? Because we're afraid for a second Ksuba. That's the pshat. L'Shtei Ksubas. And Rabbi Yossi L'Shtei Ksubas Lai Chashinan. Rabbi Yossi is not afraid for Shtei Ksubas. The Rashi says, the statement means Shema Chaz of a Kosel Ksuba Cherishniya Liyaka Shenochla Zois Miyada. We have to be afraid. Maybe after the wife lost her first ksuba, the husband wrote her up a second ksuba. V'yein habal moida. And what it says, the Baal does not admit it. Tony Lab Biyom Pradnet. He says, I paid you up. And L'Biyom Ratavtu Lo Sheyesh Biyada Cheris. Maybe that's the shail over here. That the husband is saying, don't return the shtar ksuba to her because I know she lost one, and I wrote her a second one. That's what the husband is saying. Because